So everybody was buzzing at the Met Gala about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, of course, showing up together. The dress that Kim wore has been compared to a couch and Mrs. Doubtfire and so on and so forth. But there are serious matters now going on between Kim and Kanye that may be forcing them apart. Life and Style Weekly reporting on this. And so let's recap the week that was here on The Ralphie Show with senior reporter Andrew Nodell. What is the latest with Kim and Kanye? Are they going to last through Kim's pregnancy or what?
For the sake of that baby, I hope so. It's just they've been spending so much time apart. Kim's just weeks from her due date, and we have reporting that Kanye is incredibly hard to get a hold of. In fact, you have to email him. He doesn't even carry a cell phone, and he controls everything. And if we remember back to December when they announced the pregnancy, it was on his terms. He announced it on stage at his concert, and Kim seemed to be a little taken aback by that. So it's always been Kanye in control.
Absolutely. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. To happier news, first, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey renewing their vows. Tell us about the ceremony, Andrew.
So they renewed their vows in Disneyland. And of course, in true Mariah fashion, it was a fairy tale ceremony. It was at Sleeping Beauty's castle, and the couple's two-year-old twins were there. She was dressed in a beautiful bridal gown and climbed into a horse-drawn crystal carriage that took her away to meet her Prince Charming.
You know what? Especially with everything surrounding American Idol, nice to see some nice things happening in the life of Mariah Carey. Of course, she has her new single as well with Miguel, Beautiful, that has been received very well at radio. And finally, more good news. Avril Lavigne, of course, she's back on radio as well with Here's to Never Growing Up, and Nickelback lead singer Chad Kroeger moving one step closer to the big day. Right, Andrew?
That's right. Their wedding isn't actually until June 15th, but they've already picked out their wedding bands, and we have exclusive photos of those in Life and Style. They're from Neil Lane, and they are really attractive rings for this couple.
Yeah, both obviously quite wealthy. Also, in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, speaking of exclusive photos and of being wealthy, Taylor Swift, of course, moved into Watch Hill, Rhode Island, that huge mansion that she paid cash for, $17 million. If you want to see photos of the interior of T. Swift's new home, check out the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, recap of the week that was. Andrew, thanks so much, man. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, Ralphie.